Then we went up to another place, and the people who reported to me had a chance to talk to their boss's bossy. So they started talking to him. He only answered in terms of principles, not practices at all. He said, what about this problem? What about this? He would talk principles, but no practices. He said, well, Stephen's here. That's what his. He talked to him. And I'd given the same answers before. Driving home, I'll never forget. I said, hey, what did you think of those answers I gave? Now listen to his answer. You might consider. I found over here this what worked. If it only said, do this, you know, then I'm not responsible. I would do it. It didn't work. You know, or it did. Thanks a lot. Tell me more. That experience was so profound. And then I went to another boss shortly after that who was brilliant but very controlling. And so much more controlling, and people thought he's tough. There was no comparison between the toughness of the bosses. The first boss was 10 times as tough. It wasn't anything but permissive. I was the one responsible, empowered to do what I needed to do to accomplish that. And I wasn't doing that with the people reported to me. So I started to shift that paradigm inside me, see. This is kind of the origins of my own education on this material. Okay, now let me give you another problem. You have a lot of ethical problems inside the organization. And it's getting you in trouble with the government, with the media. Work with the PS paradigm.
There are obviously some problems in the broader community outside of the organization that are not being attended to by the organization.
We're getting sued by environmental groups. And we're getting sued by some of our customers for non-performance. And we're having all kinds of problems with our suppliers. And, you know, they're calling us unethical.
There's no integrity between what's out there in the environment and what your vision is as a company.
Yeah, there really isn't. And that's one of our concerns. We're thinking of having an ethics course to try to train people in ethics. Now, isn't it interesting how we laugh at that? Because you know how totally out of sync that is with a holistic paradigm, right?
Probably a lunchtime course, too.
Pardon?
Probably a lunchtime course, too.
Yeah, it would come at lunch. We're also having another one, and we're even paying overtime for those who will attend it. I mean, this is a serious thing. We will lose government contracts if we don't improve our image. Okay, now, just give very briefly what's happening. What's your analysis? Use the PS paradigm.
There's got to be no trust in the organization internal.
Okay, that's one thing. That's one thing. Is the emotional bank account, the trust.
But people also might not be trustworthy.
All right, could be that you really do, and you have nurtured some real duplicitous individuals that all their life they've been nurtured in that kind of an atmosphere and benefited, profited from it.
Somehow the systems are designed to set up to only reward a real bottom line outcome.
We got the contract.
Yeah.
Boy, we're going to celebrate that, how we got it. No information system on that. No compensation. That's good.
Well, there's no alignment between the organization and the streams, as the paradigm calls it.
Right. Because the stream values this high degree of honesty, and the media picks up on anything that is dishonest, which gives a black eye to your whole organization. And it's happening many places. What can we do to get the culture to punish those who are duplicitous or unethical, so that you have mores or norms, so laws are unnecessary?
Look at the human resource systems. They're obviously rewarding win-lose behavior, manipulation. You know, what kind of performance systems do you have?
It's not just the human resources systems. It's the way people interact every day. There is not a principle in the company that says we're going to live with integrity. Everything in the daily interaction is not around integrity.
Right at the core of the PS paradigm is what?
Shared mission, vision, and principles.
Yeah. Is there a shared one? What is shared? What's the word shared mean?
There's a shared one. It's a shared around duplicity.
Exactly. There is a shared one. But there's PR statements otherwise, see. Shared means culture. Shared means norms.
In fact, there's probably two sets of systems. There's the formal stated ones, and then there's the informal system of incentives and disincentives.
Right. Okay, now let me ask you this. What we need, I'm not talking about that case now. It's another one. What we need, the trust is so low around here, what we need is to teach people how to communicate.
Silver-tongued devils.
You're keeping us at work.
Okay, now I just talked about what level of a four? The interpersonal. Okay, now what levels are being neglected?
Personal.
Because people can learn some techniques and not really deal with their character. They can learn to be clearer. See? They can even learn to listen and to mimic other people's comments. They can learn those skills. Okay? What else not being worked on? Managerial. Is it really built into the performance criteria? See? That they are going to be evaluated against how well they interface with their internal customers and with the other department, see, where they've had this continuously war, and you're not working on the organizational. It's called, in philosophy, necessary but insufficient. You have to work at all four levels, or as much you do, it's necessary but it's insufficient. Okay, now we're going to take everyone into team building. We're going to go into the wilderness and really teach people you do not even survive without cooperation. Then that will make it happen. Respond.
It won't happen when you go back to the company because you've got the same norms. You have the same principles, same system, same structure, same style.
Yes.
Nothing else, nothing's changed.
Yeah. So in a sense, you maybe apply a little to their family life, but it's so countercultural.